In her letter to state lawmakers, Florida Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says teachers could face employment sanctions. Students risk lowered grades and possibly retention if they don't take end-of-course exams and the new Florida Standards Assessment. The letter is a response to a request by Senators Don Gates, Bill Monford, and John Legge. The three made several inquiries into testing, including a series of questions by Gates that dealt with the opt-out movement.
You know, to what extent can people opt out? What are the reasons for opting out? What are you going to do, and what should superintendents and principals do with the request of parents to opt out of testing?
WFSU spoke with opt-out Leon County's Beth Overholt several months ago about the movement, and she says she isn't surprised with Education Commissioner Stewart's stance that opting out is not an option. Overholt says it's similar to feedback she's received from the Leon County School District.
Well, I think she's answering according to the letter of the law, which is what Leon County is also doing. Jillian Gregory did a presentation at Fairview a few weeks ago and said there is no opt-out.
Overholt says parents are not deterred and will continue to opt out, but school districts say their hands are tied. Last year, the Lee County School Board voted to opt its district out of the state testing system completely, but later reversed its position due to concerns it could lose state funding and students would not be able to graduate. The back and forth between lawmakers, the department, and groups like Overholt's come as the legislature considers how to scale back on the number of standardized tests administered in public school classrooms. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.